Donald Trump is heading back onto the campaign trail after his doctor assessed him as no longer being a COVID-19 transmission risk. The US president will travel to the key battleground state of Florida, followed up by rallies in Pennsylvania and Iowa. This comes after his White House physician cleared him to resume public engagements, but has not explicitly stated whether Donald Trump has tested negative yet for COVID-19. Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has now unveiled legislation that would allow Congress to intervene under the 25th Amendment to investigate the fitness of presidents, any president, to hold office.
This is not about President Trump. He will face the judgment of the voters, but he shows the need for us to create a process for future presidents. It's about a process that is bipartisan, based in the Constitution, giving Congress the power to do this, which Congress hasn't done, and again, at a time when people understand there's a necessity for it.
That's the Democrat Majority Leader in the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi. Mark Graber is a leading American scholar on constitutional law and politics and Regents Professor at the University of Maryland, Francis King Carey School of Law. Mark Graber, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Welcome and good morning, or good afternoon if you're in my part of the world.
Mark, what is the 25th Amendment?
The 25th Amendment to the Constitution deals with presidential disability and secession. The first parts deal with what happens when the president dies or resigns, the vice president takes over, it's uncontroversial. Section 3 says if the president understands that he or she is unable to discharge the powers and duties of the office, he can issue a written declaration making the vice president acting president. Section 4, which is the relevant one, says, well, what happens if the president says I'm perfectly okay, and it's clear the president is not perfectly okay?
Mm-hmm.
In this circumstance, the vice president and either a majority of the cabinet or a majority of a body designated by Congress may declare that, in fact, the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of office.
Okay, so this is where the Nancy Pelosi legislation comes in. What would, she's recommending the establishment of a permanent commission. Is that the second part there of Section 4? Rather than a majority of cabinet, it would be a body stipulated by parliament.
It's half of the second part, because Section 4 makes clear it's the vice president must start the process. It's the vice president and either a majority of the cabinet or some other congressional body.
Mm-hmm.
So this congressional body that Nancy Pelosi wants to put together cannot act on its own or cannot have official power on its own unless the vice president also says the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of office.
Okay, and the bill that Nancy Pelosi is bringing forward, does that fit within that model? Does that acknowledge that the vice president pulls the trigger, if you like?
It must.
Right.
Otherwise, it has no effect. This body only comes into effect when the vice president pulls the trigger.
Okay. And does it spell out under the Pelosi legislation what this bipartisan commission would look like? Who would be on it? Would it be members of Congress? Would it be external members? Is it spelled out?
It's not yet, I think, fully developed. And the Constitution doesn't say who has to be on it. It simply says such other body as Congress may by law provide. Congress, hearing the two of us, may decide, you know, Mark Graber and Fran Kelly, really good. We're the body.
Right.
So there's
okay.
No specifics of who must be on it.
In a sense, is Nancy Pelosi just really moving forward to finish off or flesh out what the Constitution says, that this work is work that should be done and hasn't been done anyway, to put a name around and a shape and form around some kind of congressional body that the Constitution refers to?
I think two things are going on. One is legal. Pelosi has recognized it would probably be a bad idea if in the future, when this thing came up, Congress jerry-rigged a commission. Better to have a commission on hand that no one can say was jerry-rigged just for this moment. A second thing is more political, that I think Pelosi is trying to call attention to the condition of this president, whose behavior is somewhat erratic.
Yes, but I mean, she says specifically this legislation is not about Donald Trump. It's inspired by the need for greater congressional oversight of the White House. But as you say, the timing is everything in politics. But before we come to that, just in terms of this commission, again, is there any stipulation that the commission needs to be members of Congress, or it can be anybody? It can be external.
It can be anyone. Such other body as Congress may by law provide. It can be anyone, as I've emphasized, it can be you and me.
Okay. So Nancy Pelosi's legislation, as you say, seems to be certainly it's in a very politically hot moment. How is it being perceived by the Republicans? Are they perceiving it as an attack on Donald Trump? We've heard the president this morning. He's come out to say he's cured and he's immune. I mean, are there any doubts that remain in anybody's mind in Congress fairly that this president is, in a state unable to carry out his duties?
I think there are some doubts. Nobody knows what medication the president is taking or how that medication affects the president's mental processing. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, one may say this president behaves erratically when not on medication. So there aren't dramatic behavioral differences before and after, with Democrats having grave doubts before the COVID episode whether President Trump was mentally up to the task. And Republicans, if they have doubts, they're not going to tell anybody about them in public.
No, I think you're right about that. But even this legislation, if it came to Congress and was passed, which is unlikely to happen, I think, even under this, under Section 25, the 25th Amendment, the Vice President would need to be persuaded that the President was impaired in some way, yes?
That is correct. As of now, nothing happens unless Vice President Pence makes it happen.
All right. So Congress is not in session. How serious is this measure? What are the chances of it going anywhere?
You know, the measure might go somewhere in the long run because it actually is a good idea to have the body in place before the crisis occurs. So nobody thinks, you just jerry-rigged a body. On the other hand, it's not going to have any effect on the election or on President Trump.
Is it being taken seriously in any way on Capitol Hill at the moment?
Democrats are taking it seriously. Republicans might take it seriously after the election, but not before.
So that comes back to that notion of this being unfinished business, really, of the Constitution.
Or unfinished business of Congress that Congress has to flesh out. Parts of the Constitution.
Mark Graber, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Mark Graber is Regents Professor at the University of Maryland Francis King Carey School of Law.